Children of Abraham, Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. Tablet 1, Section 1. This generation of human, with the form as we know it now, started 12,000 years ago and was completed 6,000 years ago. God took away the spiritual powers of man and increased his intellectual understandings. Man became a thinking being rather than a being with spiritual powers. Through many evolutionary steps, God brought man to this helpless point in order to guide him. For more detail, read the base. Through the history of the last 6,000 years, by many lessons from great souls and through his prophets, God has created a fountain of knowledge and has given many lessons in order to guide the humans to understand the truth behind this creation and the goal of the life. After the flood of Noah, until the time of Abraham's selection as the father of the Hebrews, many humans went through progress toward higher consciousness and were ready to be chosen as elected ones. These elected ones will be used to bring the spiritual truth and realities behind this universe to humanity. Also, to make men understand and believe that these 6,000 years of history have been guided by the Lord, great events which took place in this time period had been predicted and prophesied by his messengers and are written in the scriptures. These were given so that many might believe, especially in this time of religious degeneration. The earth is divided. To start this part of the plan, the earth was divided and one part of it was reserved for a great purpose. This event should have had great significance in that it was recorded in the Bible. For in his days was the earth divided. Genesis 10, verse 25. What was the purpose of this division and what land has it been? The answers to these questions are one part of the plan. Abraham is chosen as the father of the Hebrews. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3. With this, God chose Abraham and commanded him to Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will shew thee. Abraham complied with the command of the Lord, took all his belongings and left his home. So he showed his obedience to the Lord and his detachment to the external world and its attractions, such as family, friends, and belongings. Also, if the command was obeyed, there was a promise, and I will make of thee a great nation, will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. The command was obeyed, so the promise would be fulfilled by the Lord. A promise is given about Abraham's seed. And the Lord said unto Abraham, After that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Genesis 13, verses 14 to 16. Two things were promised. First, that a land would be given to Abraham's seed, which stretches northward, southward, eastward, and westward, with no mention of boundaries. And secondly, that he would increase his seed as the dust of the earth. so the land should be very large to bear that huge a population. This promise is given for Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. Genesis 16:16. These promises were given to Abram. The seed of Abram was Ishmael. Later on, God changed the name of Abram to Abraham and gave him new promises different from these, and also a promise of a new seed by the name of Isaac. These new promises, after the change of the name to Abraham, were given to Abraham and Isaac. But the promises which were given to Abraham were for his seed, Ishmael. Also, as we can see historically, the promises given for Ishmael, the father of the Arabs, have come true. Arabs are a great nation with a large territory.